What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I'm just going to say it. No effing wonder the United States is getting rolled during our negotiations with Iran when the president doesn't even know what direction he's going at any given moment. No wonder we're getting rolled by countries who might not have our best interests in mind, like Russia, China, and Iran, when countries who do have our best interests in mind, like France, the UK, countries surrounding Donald Trump, can't even get any modicum of respect, and Trump looks like a dumbass around them. I mean, look at this. Donald Trump began wandering off in the wrong direction after a G7 photo, and the world leaders had to step in to redirect him. I want to play it for you with audio in one moment because they're saying, "Sir, other side, other side." And they're pointing him over to the other side because he's quite literally demented. Just look at him in this moment right here. He's got half of his face drooping down. You can see his hand at the bottom left has white paste all over it because it's swollen. You can see that Macron basically has to grab him and guide him and redirect him to the other side, and he continues to walk. There was a clip of President Biden like tripping over some sand and then catching his footing 2 years ago. That video was replayed so religiously that many right-wingers have it burned into their brains. Donald Trump just did something 10 times worse than that. While we're learning that the Iranian deal is so bad for us due to leaked memos, and while we're learning that there might be audio recordings of the emergency situation room meetings surrounding the Epstein files. I mean, you genuinely cannot make this stuff up. J.D. Vance was on The View this morning trying to defend the administration's handling of the Epstein files and struggling to, I mean, just entirely failing to mount any sort of defense about these files. We're going to walk through all of this in just one moment, but first, let me play you this full clip with audio so you can just see how this interaction goes down and see how humiliated we are currently on the world stage. As always, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It genuinely means the world. We have contributor Chris helping us build every day. And now we have a team of pre-production, post-production, working on a debate show, working on The Daily Show, working on everything we can to build something great. So make sure you subscribe below. And let's just jump in with this clip on the screen now.
Thank you.
I want you to listen closely. There were two or three world leaders trying to direct and basically guide our decrepit, old, crusty president to the other side of the stage. Other side, sir. Other side. He quite literally is like a toddler that needs guidance.
Thank you.
This shouldn't be a bipartisan thing. Everybody across the aisle, from the far right to the center right to centrists to liberals to far left, we all understand, everybody understands that the president is too old and cannot function, that the Iran war is a failure, and that this administration is very clearly covering up the Epstein files. Exhibit A is right here. Donald Trump is too old. Exhibit B is right here. Breaking. U.S. officials have now confirmed in a briefing that Iran will get full access to a total of $100 billion in frozen funds and the $300 billion reconstruction fund, both included in the deal with implementation now underway, according to the Wall Street Journal. Everybody across the aisle, from Lindsey Graham, who says he's skeptical of this deal and doesn't think it'll really work, to people far, far right like Nick Fuentes, to people like you and I, who are just normal Americans who like equality, liberty, and the ability to have a great country, we understand that this is stripping the human dignity away of many, many people, and this war is making us all more poor. More than $150 billion of this reconstruction fund has already been committed. directly contradicting Trump's claims that the U.S. would not contribute to the $300 billion fund at all, according to Reuters. Let's listen to Lindsey Graham's immediate reaction. I find it kind of funny to just hear the division crackling in the MAGA base. Everybody is unhappy with the way that this is going. Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu are both becoming increasingly less popular for differing reasons. Netanyahu in his country is unpopular because the Israelis want him to keep this war going and just finish the Iranian regime and win, but he can't. Trump wants to dip in any way possible. So there's a bunch of conflicting feelings on the other side. We just want peace.
Now, in terms of the $300 billion investment fund that's being discussed, you know, what are your thoughts on that? And then in a sort of separate...
My thoughts are that rebuilding Iran with the people in charge today has been problematic for me. You know, the Marshall Plan, we rebuilt Germany, but the Nazis were no longer in charge. So we'll see where this goes. I'm open-minded to the deal. I haven't seen the details.
Open-minded to the deal. A little later on, he says he's skeptical.
Lost a lot, as long as we don't overly reward them. So to get this investment fund, I think they have to fundamentally change who they are and how they behave. Maybe they'll do that, maybe they won't. Count me in the skeptical column?
Oof. Earlier this morning, Donald Trump was asked about Lindsey Graham being skeptical, and he says, if he is, then Lindsey Graham's going to be in trouble. So Lindsey Graham seems to currently be in trouble because Donald Trump wants his entire party to fall in line and lie for him about the Iran war, about his age, and about the Epstein files. This scoop that Trump aides fear Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan obtained Situation Room tapes is next level. Remember, our old-ass president is lying about essentially everything to try to protect his reputation, but this you can't lie about. This is on camera. We hear the world leader saying, "Sir, walk over to the other side of the stage. It's so incredibly clear what's happening here." Let's return back to this report right here. Here's J.D. Vance struggling to defend the Epstein files on The View today. This is a really good starting point for this Epstein files leak because, Lord have mercy, he gets pressed by the people at The View who do great, great work, and he immediately crumbles. He has no actual answer. You know Trump is pissed about this. Take a listen.
Okay. Mr. Vice President, according to a new report from the New York Times, you were the leading voice behind the scenes to release the Epstein files, and we applaud you for that. And you warned top officials, including top DOJ officials, at strategy meetings taking place inside the Situation Room. We understand that there are tapes of those meetings, that this was a huge problem for the base. The report says you even floated having Tucker Carlson interview Ghislaine Maxwell to clear the president's name, but you were rebuffed by your people. Why?
Well, I'd say, first of all, don't believe everything that you read in any newspaper, whether it's a right-leaning paper or a left-leaning paper, because as you guys know... Well,
listen to how he gets pressed. She says, "Is any of it true?" And he says, "Some of it is." And then she'll go, "Which part?"
Whether it's a right-leaning paper or a left-leaning paper, because as you guys know, well, there are things that are true, things that are false, and things that are totally missing context.
True?
Well, here's what I'll say. So, number one, I am... frankly, kind of a conspiracy theory on the Epstein stuff. And that story says that that's one of the things that's true, is that some people called me a conspiracy theory on the Epstein stuff. And I love
Susie,
but absolutely, she thinks I'm a conspiracy theorist on the Epstein stuff because I think that it's crazy that you had this guy who is clearly a sex predator who is hanging out with a lot of very wealthy and powerful people like that.
Oh, like your boss, like the person that you are currently actively defending on live television, like your life depends on it, because it actually might depend on it if you look at his last vice president. Remember, all of Trump's supporters were yelling, "Hang Mike Pence," back at January 6th. So who knows? J.D. Vance's life might depend on this. But you can't just say that there were rich and powerful men hanging around Jeffrey Epstein and that worries you, while kind of missing the forest for the trees without like addressing the elephant in the room. I mean, whatever analogy, whatever idiom you want to use, J.D. Vance is absolutely just projecting here. Donald Trump was the rich and powerful friend. Donald Trump did have people groomed out of the Mar-a-Lago spa, and now they may have recordings of the Situation Room. Check this out. Top Trump officials are afraid that Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan obtained audio recordings of the Situation Room meetings for their forthcoming book. Such a taped leak would be a shocking breach of one of the most secure settings on Earth. Independent recording devices in the Situation Room are forbidden, and I want to explain explain exactly why White House officials are worried. It actually stems from this. Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan, who wrote the New York Times article that exposed the Situation Room meetings, were reportedly using verbatim language from people in the room and now have more memos leaked from the Trump administration. Secret memos show that the Trump White House debated last year to a greater degree than previously known whether to limit a constitutional right, suspending habeas corpus rights for undocumented immigrants to accelerate mass deportation efforts. They were trying to strip away fundamental rights, constitutional rights, and that was leaked via White House memos. The White House memos are leaking verbatim, and that leaves them worried. That leaves them incredibly worried. Read this. So top White House officials are worried there are Situation Room tapes. Such a taped leak would be a shocking breach of one of the most secure settings on Earth. Independent recording devices in the Situation Room are forbidden. Quote, we're afraid some of our most sensitive conversations were being recorded, and we have no idea which ones. Verbatim accounts of several Situation Room meetings were included in the excerpts about the Iran War and the Epstein files that the Times posted ahead of the book's publication. You know what? I just connected something. There is a clip of J.D. Vance on The View talking about the Epstein files. It's a separate clip that I'm going to play. In this clip, he says they couldn't release the Epstein files because they didn't want to violate court orders. But I just laid out the story in which they were frustrated by the courts, Trump and J.D. Vance Wade suspending habeas corpus, a constitutional right. When you take this constitutional right away from anybody on American soil, you're taking it away from all persons on American soil because the Constitution says the words, all persons. All persons are given due process, and due process can be as simple as, you know, give me your ID. Let me see if you are a citizen before we deport you. Let me see if you are this before we do this to you. Any sort of due process would be stripped away. Therefore, even citizens could be deported. Anybody could be deported because there's no process by which you vet that. The point is, you can't in one breath want to suspend habeas corpus and all constitutional rights and violate every single court order as ICE has violated over 10,000, as the Trump admin has violated hundreds, and then cite a court order for why you're not releasing the Epstein files. We need to see these Situation Room meetings where Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, Donald Trump, Susie Wiles, J.D. Vance, also Pam Bondi, Caroline Leavitt, all of these people were together in unison trying to cover up the files. I think that would be it. It would be done for the Trump admin.
Briefly.
Yes.
It sounds like you believed that there would be men in the files who would be held accountable. Rightfully so. And the American people are with you on this. Why haven't we seen the release of over 2.5 million additional Epstein file documents? It seems like you are someone that is on the right side of history on this.
So we have released, I think it's 6 million files or 6 million pages of documents. My understanding is the 2.5 million, Sonny, I'm going to check on this to make sure, but my understanding is that a lot of those are duplicates of things that have already been released. We're not holding anything back. Some of those things are like the courts have to order you to release them. So that was one thing that we confronted. You talk about these situations.
The courts. J.D. Vance citing the courts after his own ICE has violated 10,000 court orders, more court orders in the first quarter of 2026 than any previous administration or institution.
Room meetings is, you know, there was a big bunch of files that existed, I think, in the Southern District of New York, or maybe it was some other jurisdiction. But we were like, we want to release these files, but you need the court approval in order to release the files.
Oh, you need court approval. Sorry, I just cannot believe that this is the excuse that they are going with. Literally, the same reporters that are releasing the Epstein files article and maybe have secret recordings. The same reporters released an article about how the administration was going to suspend habeas corpus, dated April 29th, 2025, and stamped confidential. The memo was careful and lawyerly, but amounted to a warning against the end running of the rule of law. The subject line read, "The writ of habeas corpus." It's messed up, and I can only imagine what these Situation Room meetings would look like. Now, there's, of course, a chance that they were just able to piece together conversations via different officials, but there is a leak, and they are getting more memos, they are getting more verbatim lines, and our president is not in any cognitive capacity to do any of this. I mean, look at his face drooping right there. I'll leave it there. We have more videos coming out on the Adam Mockler feed soon. Debate shows, format, subscribe below. Support the channel. I love you all so much. Peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.